earth, and sky.
Our use of language reveals who we are.
That's according to Harvard psychologist Steven Pinker.
The meanings of words and how they're used can expose our thoughts and feelings and social relationships. So as we understand the semantics of tense, for example, we get a window into the human concept of time.
Pinker said that verbs, for example, to cause, to make, to go, can be seen as an alphabet of the basic concepts with which we're born. He said we comprehend more complexity through metaphor or simple comparisons.
We weren't born with ideas about physics or chess or government or love affairs, but probably with a smaller stock of ideas like cause and go and make and goal. And metaphor allows us to co-opt simple, concrete thoughts to deal with complex, abstract situations.
We might say, for example, the economy rose and fell. That's using a simple concept, rising and falling, to express an abstract concept.
So metaphor reveals some of the ways in which a mind that evolved for reasoning about rocks and social alliances and so on could reach for such abstract concepts as we use in science and math and government and philosophy.
Steven Pinker's new book on language is called The Stuff of Thought, where earth and sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.